This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know if the Rams were ever really going to get rid of Matthew Stafford, but it's getting real now because you have multiple teams fawning all over him. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Pearl, two desperate teams, the Las Vegas Raiders and the New York Giants, definitely in hot pursuit of Matthew Stafford, with the latest report that Stafford met with Tom Brady in a fancy ski town in Montana. And Jordan Schultz of Fox is reporting that. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network saying that it was a coincidence. I'm going to have to side with Jordan on this one. I do not think it was a coincidence. I think that the Rams gave Stafford permission to find a trade, and boom, the Raiders are maybe trying to sell themselves to get Stafford to accept a trade to the Raiders or to even push it from his end.
Yeah, I don't understand this at all for either team. Why would the 4-13 Raiders or the 3-14 Giants want to add the one of the most expensive, older, injury-prone quarterbacks in the league when you don't have a good team around him? I don't get it. Like, this seems unprecedented to me.
I don't say most injury-prone. Matthew Stafford is a very tough dude. Like, he was healthy last year, so I don't want to all of a sudden, like, Matthew Stafford, who, you know, we're talking about is a top five, top seven quarterback. Well, now all of a sudden he's, you know, in a wheelchair. Like, that's not how it is.
But
he has
a market
for a reason.
Why would a 3-14 team add a $50 million quarterback or $55 million quarterback?
I think it's just because there's not enough guys coming out of the draft this year. I think if we were having another draft year like last year, which had six guys who were going in the first round, I think you would not see the market for Stafford maybe the way it is, but this is the supply and demand of it all. And with the other quarterbacks out there, Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins and Sam Darnold, this shapes up very well for Stafford.
Right. But why would a team that has no talent, like, don't you want to figure out a way to build a team? How are you going to build a team if you're giving all your money to Stafford and giving up draft picks? Like, what's your rebuild plan? I don't understand. Usually teams that are really bad try and get cheap and build a lot of young talent around them. They don't bring in a ready-to-win-now quarterback. Like, if you bring in Stafford, you better hope that you are a real contender immediately. Otherwise, I still don't get the point, especially the Giants. Like, what is the upside? Like, I don't even understand, like, the thinking in any way. It feels like a makeup for Saquon.
Well, here's the thing about the Giants. I think you're right that history plays into this, and there's a human element because you have two guys in Joe Shane and Brian Daboll who come into the season on the hot seat because the owner, John Mara, said, if I don't see improvement by the end of next season, there's going to be changes around here. It's as close to, I don't know if it's a playoff mandate, but it feels pretty dang close. And here's the thing about the Giants. Inside the building, they think they're a better team than they are. So it's delusion from that aspect. And it's you got guys who are literally trying to save their jobs. Like, let's not pretend, everybody, that all decisions in the NFL or professional sports are strictly made by a winning and losing calculation. The most important thing for Joe Shane and Brian Daboll at this point, Perloff, is keeping their jobs. And they don't have a if they were picking first overall and they could take Cam Ward, then I'm sure they would probably do it. But they're picking third overall, so there's no guarantee that they're going to have a quarterback, and they can't go into the season with Tommy Cutlets.
Well, you're saying, so if by that logic, I mean, John Mara is not a moron. He understands, like, I'm not going to let this coach on the hot seat spend all my free agency dollars for the next 10 years. So you're not going all in. He can distinguish what's a move to save my job and what's a move to build a winner. Like,
are you sure about that?
Yeah,
have you watched the Giants over the last 10 years?
I watched the Hard Knocks, and John Mara's like, I don't know about trading Saquon, and Joe Shane's like, let's do it. Seems smarter than Joe Shane to me.
Well, he didn't step in and say don't trade him.
Well, the owner,
the buck stops with him. He's gonna let these guys make a decision. He's not a good owner anymore, guys.
Well, you always say interventionist owners are not a good thing, right?
Well, but at some point, you are doing a disservice when you have this big decision to make and you let two guys that you've put on the hot seat make the decision. Well, you reap what you sow there. Like, that's on you as an owner.
That's how the NFL works, though. I mean, there's always going to be coaches on the hot seat. Of course they're going to want to bring in veteran players. It's up to the front office and ownership to say, hey, you're not going to do that. Like, and I think that, like, they're not going to. John Mayer's not totally out of it. Like, he's got to understand. Like, if Joe Shane's like, all right, well, why don't I just spend all my cap money for the next 8 years, all for this year, just to save my job? Like, that's not going to happen. You cannot do that.
Watch them. I mean, do you think these
they already spent half their money last year on Brian Burns and...
Exactly. See, they think they are closer than you and I think. They'll look and say, we got Brian Burns, we've got Kayvon Thibodeau, we've got Dexter Lawrence. These are actually good pieces on defense. We have one of the best wide receivers in the entire league of Malik Nabers, right? We all think that. Andrew Thomas, who they gave a lot of money to at left tackle and drafted very high, he'll be coming back from injury, and you've got an offensive-minded head coach. They'll say, what? Like, we actually have pieces here. You could argue they may have more pieces than the Raiders.
Everybody has. Raiders have the worst skill position in the league. I don't even think it's close. I mean, Brock Bowers is good, but... What is Zamir White starting now, and who's their number one receiver?
So this
nobody.
Is...
So yeah, but then again, like, I think it's idiotic. Like, what's your upside? Possibly 9-8.
Okay,
if you're
but
the
see,
Giants.
So here's the thing, though, that you're not able to answer for me, and I'm saying that the Raiders and the Giants pursuing Matthew Stafford is a smart thing, because what you can't tell me, and what the Giant you can't tell me about the Raiders or the Giants is who's going to play quarterback.
I don't even care. Like, honestly,
you can't. That's not an answer.
Pull the Raiders and do a Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell combo, because I'm saying I don't care in the sense that, like, I'll tell you right now, if Matthew Stafford's a quarterback next year, you know who's not the quarterback? You know who's not the quarterback in 2 years? A top 10 pick. You know who's not the quarterback in 2 years after that? A top 10 pick. Like, there's no answer. You have no future of quarterback. You are stuck in NFL limbo. You're not going to get back to the playoffs for 10 years.
Okay, well, they have not been a factor, the Raiders, right, and the Giants.
And the Giants. Same,
they haven't been a factor.
Same conversation.
So 2 years can feel like eternity when you've already been bad for as many years as they have. And I think in a perfect world, would everyone love the 10-year rebuild or the 5-year rebuild? Sure. But you know what? These two teams and these two franchises are bad for a reason. They don't allow people to have 5-year rebuilds. They don't do the 10-year rebuild. So I think they are saying 2 years. Okay, let's try to make the playoffs. Let's do 2 years of fun, and then we'll figure out after that.
But it's a huge cost. I mean, look at the Broncos salary cap situation, and
they just made the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but they're not like a legit contender because they spent all their money for 3 years. Like, this is a huge blow to the Giants. Is it? Trust me, Eagles fans, Commanders fans, Cowboys fans, they're like, spend away on Matthew Stafford, because this is like putting them in limbo for a long, long time. I actually feel bad for Giants fans. Like, they might not make, like, they might not be back in the Super Bowl in my lifetime.
Well, no one was expecting him to make the two runs they did. You know, they kind of came out of nowhere, both 07 and 11.
Right. I feel like the universe is helping them. They're saying, be bad this year, get Arch Manning next year, and it's all going to history repeat itself. But instead, they're going to do this short-term Band-Aid, or at least they're trying to, which will knock them out of like serious contention for a decade.
Yeah, because they're impatient. And here's the thing. This is why they've turned into an unrecognizable franchise, if you're being quite honest, because they've missed so hard on GM and on coach over the last decade. They find themselves in the cycle, and now they need to make a massive swing to bring themselves out of it. And to be honest, there's mixed messaging coming out of the Giants. The owner says, I want to find the quarterback of the future, yet I need to see improvement by the end of the year or else everyone's out. And the GM is saying, we've got to win now. So the human element is definitely playing a role. The Raiders, you could argue, listen, you just brought in Brady, you brought in Carroll. You could have a little more time, but the Raiders are also picking sixth. So they are not even close to striking distance likely for one of these top QBs.
Yeah, I think that they, to heavily invest, and also too, the Raiders, like, they're going to have to pay an arm and a leg for Stafford. Mm-hmm. I think the Rams will hold these teams over the barrel.
They might.
So, if the Raiders give up a first-round pick, oh, my God. Like a future first, not this year's number six, I'd feel really bad. I would just feel bad for Raiders fans.
Let's go to the phones. 855-212-4227. Paul's in Delaware. Paul, you're a Raider fan. Do you want the team to pursue Matthew Stafford?
No, I don't. I think it's a bad move. I was hoping that Sanders would fall to six, only because having Chip Kelly now, working with quarterbacks would be, a young quarterback, could move them along a little bit quicker. But the Raiders, I've watched them, all their games. I've been a fan for 50 years, and their offensive line is young. They need a lot of help there. And they only have Bowers. I mean, they have no running game at all to help Stafford. I think it would be a bad move by Stafford going there.
Yeah, but you know what, Paul? The Rams might not want him anymore. But here's the thing, right? And I get what you're saying, and there's not a ton of talent on this Raiders team. Obviously, they won four games last year. But, Pearl, if you're asking me the positions that I need to shore up in a hurry, then I'll take running back and I'll take wide receiver. As you're asking me to find my generational left tackle, well, that might take me a second. But in this day and age, with how much talent is at the college level, this is a running back draft, and they're all wide receiver drafts. So I feel pretty good about filling those two holes with the draft.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking. Well, how come they haven't drafted a receiver the last?
They did. Henry Ruggs is in jail. I mean, yeah. That would have been most likely a good pick.
I'm just saying, generally, though, they've had trouble finding this receiver. And running back, yeah, but the problem is, as the caller mentioned, the line is not good. So, you need a good line to have a running game. I agree with you. Like, you don't need to sign a fancy running back, but it's real thin right now.
I mean, they traded for Davante Adams, and the whole thing blew up.
Also, their defensive guys are really good. There's some good players. They're getting old, too. So, you have this aging, very expensive defense, this young, unknown offense. The whole timeline's kind of a mess. And as I keep saying, like, they're pinned behind these great teams. Tom Brady should have bought another team.
I don't know if he was able to get involved. Like, what other owner would be like, yeah, Tom, take the key? Well, I guess maybe the Dolphins would have.
I don't know.
Blew that.
Actually, a lot of owners, the Giants would have been smart to do that too.
They should have. George is in L.A. George, there was a meeting between Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady in Big Sky, Montana. Was it a coincidence or not?
No. It was they're playing games. They meant to meet. They can claim they didn't, but it's like me trying to sell you a bridge. What are the odds of they're both going to be there at the same time?
Yeah.
Big Sky, Montana, come on. Anyway, I predict that the Raiders actually would be a better fit for Stafford simply because it's so close to L.A. You know, it's easy transition as far as moving. Mm. And Pete Carroll's a good coach, and Brady's,
Brady's Brady.
Small business guy, whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing is if it's going to happen, I can see the Raiders. Yeah, but the Raiders are going to have to give up quite a bit, I imagine.
George, I didn't mean to put words in your mouth yesterday, but I said on the air, I said, we have a fan, a Rams fan, who calls the show often. His name is George. And George, I think we talked about this with you not too long ago. You're fine with Matthew Stafford moving on, correct?
Yes, I am, because I'm looking at, hopefully, I don't know how we're going to do it, but I'd like to get Arch Manning next year. I think it's stockpile draft picks.
You're going to have to get really bad.
Why would you want Arch? I mean, if you have Sean McVay as a coach, Do you need like the number one overall pick to be good?
No, you don't. But I think Arch Manning is going to be a generational player. I think he's way better than anybody even imagined. I think he might be better than all of his uncles.
Yeah, but you have Kyron Williams, you have Jared Verse, you have Braden Fisk. You have way too many good players to go 1-17.
Wait, yeah, that's what I'm not questioning George wanting Arch Manning, George. It's a smart call. I mean, who wouldn't want Arch Manning? Like, even if it's Sean McVay, of course you want to pair him with a generational talent, and now you got the next, you know, Bill Walsh, Joe Montana. Like, you could be off and running for a long time.
I disagree. I do not think, and I'm sorry, I love you, George. That is not a smart call. That is George Costanza saying, I figured out a plan to trade for Ken Griffey and Barry Bonds. Yeah, of course you want Arch Manning. There's no way you're getting Arch Manning.
I don't think the Rams are going to be bad enough to get Arch.
Well, you're not even going to be, you're not even close. You're talking about teams like the Giants or the Raiders getting Stafford. They have a better chance at Arch than you do.
Although, we always have to keep in mind with the Manning family, the draft order does not matter in their world. That is a suggestion. We saw what they did with Eli. You do not have to be picking number one. If the Mannings want Arch with Sean McVay, they will find a way to make it happen.
No, you have to be in the top five. I mean, there's no way.
Well, they might be able to get in the top five if they really try.
This Rams team, unless McVay retires, there's no way the Rams are a bottom five team. Also, their division kind of stinks. Even without, they put Jimmy G a quarterback, they're a playoff threat, right? They win 9 games.
I love this Jimmy G resurgence. Amazing.
Well, I mean,
Devontae Adams, like, this guy is getting me killed. He got benched in the last place he was.
Right,
like,
but I mean,
what do we think's going to happen here with Jimmy?
I mean, they're probably a wild card team. No,
I don't think he can stay healthy. Talking about this line is a sieve and this. I mean, I don't think the Jimmy's going to stay healthy. He's not exactly Lamar Jackson back there.
They just have a lot of talent on that team. They've been on fire in the draft. Like, they have really good players everywhere. To get high enough for Arch seems crazy to me.
I think we forgot how bad Jimmy was in Las Vegas. He looked like he should retire.
Oh, my God. But Devontae Adams, Vegas, put it on Netflix. He needs to be benched.
Yeah, but that totally.
For Aiden O'Connell.
It's meaningless. It's like being bad with the Jets. Who cares? Put him with McVay, and then we'll see. They like him there. That's what Diana Rossini was like. Yeah, they think he's a good quarterback. Jimmy's won a lot of games in the NFL.
I just think that I would say that too if I were the Rams, because I'm doing this whole dance where I'm trying to convince people that I really don't want Stafford, don't need him, and I'm just as happy starting Jimmy G. So, you know, give us your best offers. 855-212-4227. Okay, Stafford to the Raiders, Stafford to the Giants. Do either of these teams make sense? You can let us know what you think. We also have some potential rule changes that could be coming, that are coming to the NFL this season. We'll get into that. And the media beef that no one saw coming. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Something that our friend George in LA said last segment really is sticking with me.
What's up?
He said, I want the Rams to get Arch Manning next year. What do you think the rest of the NFL is thinking about the Rams putting Matthew Stafford on the trade market? Is one of the weirdest things. They were really good last year. They won the division. They pushed the Eagles to the brink in a snowy Lincoln Field. Like, it doesn't make any sense that they would want to part ways. Is the rest of the NFL being like, well, the Rams are a really smart team. Maybe I don't want to play in this field. Like, is something going on here that we don't know? It feels like, none of this makes any sense. Like, you're going to have a 37-year-old, $50 million quarterback go to a 3-14 team. He belongs on the Rams. Is it all a negotiation? Are we getting played? I find this to be one of the most mystifying NFL personnel things I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, we can hear a little from Sean McVay. He was on the Fitz and Witt.
Yeah.
Cool. Ryan Fitzpatrick and Andrew Whitworth. He was on their pod, and Manny, can I hear cut five? Basically, they said they want to keep Stafford, but they got to keep the big picture in mind.
There's no dispute, and let's not get it twisted in regards to anybody wanting him to be our quarterback. Now, there's layers to it. And as you try to put together the puzzle for your football team, you have to be able to say, hey, how do we continuously build? How do we support him? How do we make sure that he's getting, you know, what is his worth relative to those things?
Yeah, I mean, I think basically what it comes down to, I don't think they want to pay Stafford. You know, I think Stafford probably had a moment after they won the Super Bowl in L.A. where he could have asked for the sun, the moon, and the stars, and he didn't. And I think he left some money on the table. And now he's probably looking at Dak Prescott and Tua and Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence and all these guys getting money and saying, what? Like, I am taking my team to the brink of the NFC Championship game. Those guys aren't doing anything close to that. I want mine.
Yeah, and why wouldn't the Rams give it to him?
I don't know if they feel like they want to spend that.
Why would they not want to spend that? Like, what?
Well, you say yourself that these quarterback salaries are getting kind of crazy. Like, maybe they want to start over.
I think that they could get him for 2 or 3 years. Like, if where does he fit better? The LA Rams, the Las Vegas Raiders, or the New York Giants?
Well, obviously the Rams.
Right. I mean, right. That's what I mean.
Well, that's why he hasn't been traded yet.
Oh, yeah. That's my other question. Are we just getting played in the negotiation?
I don't know. Let's go to Big Friendly as our pal in Cali. What's up, Big Friendly?
Good morning, Magsy Malone, EJ the EP, Daddy Cool, 411, Manny De Niro. Let me hold something, baby. Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
What's on your mind, pal?
Okay, real quick. We all know a month ago I told you guys the Niners are going to sign Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy signing is like getting clothes at Christmas from your aunt. You smile, but deep down you're disappointed.
Aww. We were asking you today, are the 49ers begrudgingly signing Purdy, or are they excitedly signing Purdy?
They're begrudgingly signing Purdy, but Purdy don't count. Let's talk about Matthew Stafford. Now, what MCU multiverse did I wake up in when they were talking about Cooper Kupp being traded? Now it's just Matthew Stafford, and no, Magsy. It was not a coincidence they were in Big Sky.
Yeah, remember, I know. Tell Perloff that.
With Matthew?
Tell Perloff. He thinks they just ran into each other like it was the 7-Eleven.
No, Daddy Cool. Remember the Bahamas with Matthew Stafford, how they just happened to be vacationing together?
Was it?
It was Cabo.
Cabo,
and
yeah.
I felt like a, now okay, I feel Cabo. Like an idiot for thinking that was actually a happenstance.
I think that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I think this is Matthew Stafford's playbook.
I think George, my buddy who's a Rams fan, Archie Manning is a dream that I don't think we can achieve. I think we hold on to Matthew Stafford until his arm falls off, because I agree with Daddy Cool. There's no better fit than Los Angeles unless you ship him to a team that's ready, like Kansas or a Philly, but they have quarterbacks. For the best fit. I got to get back to work. So
Big
thank
friendly.
You guys.
Great to talk with you, pal. What Rams fan, Big Friendly.
We might have just had a sea change right there. What if Big Friendly starts everyone calling him Archie Manning instead of Arch Manning? That would be huge.
I was going to say Archie Manning. I don't think he's making a lot of plays.
Yeah, Archie Manning is a comic book guy from the 50s. What a major difference that is. Like, if a guy walked up to you in a bar and said, my name is Archie, compared to my name is Arch, that's a game changer right there.
Well, what's Arch's full name?
Archibald.
Right.
Really? So is it?
He could be Archie.
Yeah, yeah. But
it's named after the grandfather. Yeah,
but his grandfather's Archie.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but nobody's scared of an Archie. Archie is like a kind of a lame name, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, definitely.
It's lame?
Yeah.
But Archie Manning is cool.
No.
Even as an older guy.
He's cool because
guy.
He was born in the 30s.
No, Arch Manning. You're right. You're right. Archie Manning, the old Archie Manning is cool, but you can't be Archie. Like,
hold on, but didn't some of like the older names, aren't they kind of coming back in vogue? Like, the names are cyclical.
I mean, Prince William tried to name his kid Archie, and I don't think that's worked out.
They've got a kid named Archie?
I believe that kid's name is Archie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's like the
all
next
right.
King.
I mean, the royal family doing it, guys, if it's good enough for them.
But don't you think
they've had a great run the last 3 years, 4 years?
Yeah. Don't you think Arch is cooler than Archie? You think Archie?
No. Arch is definitely the
Arch is amazing.
Is the modern version, but I disagree with you that Archie sounds lame.
Oh, yeah. I think it's totally lame. Like, Archie's got red hair. He gets beat up on the playground. We all know that.
Archie is just, like, one step below, like, you know, Richie. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like Richie Cunningham, you know? Yeah.
Like, so I'm Andrew, and Andrew's kind of cool. We all know that Andy is a little bit like, oh, Andy.
Maggie's husband?
Yeah, I know.
He goes
Andy
by Andrew and Andy.
I gotta
you guys
have
all have multiple lately. Names. His college friends call him Drew. It's a whole thing.
Right, but my mom calls me Andy. It makes me feel, when someone calls me Andy, I feel like I'm 9 years old. You know what I mean? I don't even like Andrew. I'm not a big fan. Nobody really calls me that in the real world.
I know.
Either.
That's why McLovin was just so chef's kiss perfect.
But everyone, my whole life has called me Pearl. Nobody ever called me Andrew. I'd
Wait,
never.
But Yeah. You guys have a problem with Archie because it's the IE at the end. Like, it sounds a little, like, younger. Like, I don't understand
why. It just sounds
why.
Like you should be, like, a, you know, a B character in Happy Days. It just doesn't sound, huh. This doesn't sound modern
at Ricky?
All.
What
about Ricky? Lame.
Yeah, I part of me thinks that at some point you got to drop the IE or the Y off the end of your name.
What like
you
Robbie? Become.
Yeah, no.
I mean, even Danny Hurley is now Dan Hurley.
Right.
Like he knew. Bobby gotta, Knight became Bob Knight.
Yeah. So what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, Manny's screwed.
Man Rodriguez.
No,
Manny's cool.
You get out of this from like a side door because it's not man to Manny. It's a man. It's a complete different thing. Like my wife was Katie for a long time. She still kind of is, but now I feel like Kate is better. Mm-hmm. And like if you're like
yeah,
Billy, Billy Jacqueline sitting outside, he probably should be Bill Jacqueline by now.
But if he's Bill Jacqueline, we've got to imagine a whole new life for him.
Like, I want up. Oh,
I'm sure he's time for that too.
You should go William.
Yeah.
Or Will.
Yeah.
How about Billiam?
No.
Will.
I feel like you guys are taking the shot at Archie for no reason. Just the name, not the person.
I said he was cool. I have no issue with Archie Manning. I'm saying that Arch Manning shouldn't be Archie. That's the thing.
Yeah, Arch is definitely better than Archie.
I think Arch to Archie is about 4 draft spots. Like, oh my God. I mean, dead serious.
Luckily, he's handsome. So he's not fighting that either. I mean,
look at the names of this year's draft. I mean, you're telling me, like, would you rather get a guy named Archie or Abdul Carter? I mean, come on. That name is awesome.
Well,
Travis Hunter, that's a good name,
yeah, Archie
too.
Manning should be repping Abdul Carter in the draft.
Here's the thing. When I said names are cyclical, we're going to be eventually at a spot where all these Jacksons and Brooklyns and all those things are also going to, they're going to sound old and outdated. Like, at some point, that's going to happen. All the Jacks.
Jalen's.
I don't know if Jalen needs an update. I mean, I named my kid Lucas. I know it's something like that was very in vogue, and now I'm sure it's going to cycle out, and people are not going to name their kid that anymore.
There's a girl in my son's fifth grade class. Her name is Sharon, and I think she's new, and he said her name. I'm like, there's a girl, a 10-year-old named Sharon? Yeah. I didn't think that was a name, but so maybe it's coming back.
Right?
But it's not,
like fashion. It's all cyclical.
Only Sharons I knew are my friends' moms.
Right. Like, we're not really making Debbie's anymore.
Nope.
And Kathy's. But maybe soon.
It has nothing to do with like what the actual name is. It's what you do with your name. Like if you take any name and you add it, as Boga said, an EY to the end, then that you're laming it up.
So am I supposed to be Mag now?
Well, Maggie, yeah. Margaret would be different.
I don't have a full name.
Like if you're running, if you're running
Magenta.
A hedge fund.
What am I, Blue's Clues? Yeah.
If you had like a serious job, like you were running a company, you would have to change your name.
Yeah, you'd have to be Margaret, whether you like it or not.
You like guys Margaret don't think Thatcher. I could run a Fortune 500 company with the name Maggie?
No.
You're namists.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. My daughter's
name. You're namites.
Wait, it's not Magenta?
I don't. I'll be honest. Now I'm going into my news anchor bag. I don't know if like a news station would want Maggie.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
All right. My daughter's name is Emma. Emma ain't running any Fortune 500 companies. Never would happen. There's no Emmas. But. I'm looking at the draft. There's Will Campbell, offensive tackle out of LSU. If he was Billy Campbell, he'd be like a third rounder.
What are you talking about? He'd be a legend.
No. And if he was Billy Campbell, he'd be undrafted.
Billy Campbell would be he'd be a split end from LSU in 1954. Like he would not be a top 10 pick.
Well, Billy Campbell could be like a long-haired middle linebacker from like Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Straight up off the farm.
Michigan quarterback Will Johnson. Billy Johnson.
Nope.
Cornerback? No, nope. I don't think
Billy
so.
Billy White, wasn't Billy White Shoes Johnson?
Different
wasn't a
times.
Quarterback.
Again, very cool in the 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, you guys. I mean, it's so judgmental.
I've been thinking a lot about another draft prospect.
What about Billy Sims? You're talking about Oklahoma?
Yeah, that's 1985. Yeah,
different time.
Actually, it's 78. Mike Green is a big, hot draft prospect. He's a defensive end out of Marshall. Amazing. Incredible YouTube reel. He's going by Mike. Now, what do you guys think of that? He's Michael. Mike is a little lame, I think.
But it's not Mikey.
Okay.
Know what I think?
Mike's fine, guys. Like, Mike's totally fine.
Mike's not running your bank. Michael is running your bank.
Okay, the best quarterback in the history of the NFL is just named Tom. Like, you can just be named Mike.
No, I think you should go by Michael.
When was he picked, by the way?
True, exactly. Only Bill Belichick saw the foresight there.
Thomas Brady goes in round one, no doubt.
Exactly.
Everyone in Tom Brady's inner circle, by the way, calls him Tommy.
Yeah, I know.
So this blows your theory just straight to Mars.
I don't know. We'll see how he does as a partial owner.
Yeah, I know. Brady's still proving himself.
See, I feel like if you're Michael, you got to go by Michael and then let people call you Mike. That's cool. Like when people say Then they call Michael Jordan Mike. That's cool. When they call Michael Jackson Mike, that's cool. Just saying your Mike, I think, is a little weird.
Hmm. Mike Breen.
But actually,
hey, you guys got some weird math that's going on. You can talk about girl math. This is some weird boy math when it comes to names. Like, Michael's cool, but don't call him Mike, and definitely don't call him Mikey. Mickey, definitely out. How about Moxie? That'd be pretty cool. Like, I don't know where this is coming from.
I mean, as you lay it out, it makes perfect sense, Maggie. I'm not sure why you don't get it.
What am I missing?
Yes, exactly.
You know whose name is really helping them in this draft process? North Carolina running back Omarion Hampton. I mean, Omarion, that guy's going to be good.
That sounds like a singer.
There's no doubt he's going to be good.
Oh, did you speak in a name? Michael Penix. Did you see? Yeah. It's a little close, clearly. Did you see the baseball prospect, 17 years old? And Manny, I'm curious to get your take on this because we know you always look at things, you know, first from the Latin view, putabounty.com, which you thought was actually some kind of Spanish curse word. His name's, to me, gringo, Jesus Made. What's it? Is it Jesus Made?
Well, he's Latin American?
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, it'd be, I would have to see if there's a tilde anywhere in his, in the vowels.
Yeah.
But yeah, if Jesus Made.
See, that sounds cool a little bit, you know, rolls off the tongue a little better than Jesus Made. No?
Jesus Made is
Jesus
actually kind of tough.
Yeah. Like
that's
Jesus
actually tough. If you were like a vast, any athlete.
He'd be in the Achua family. Precious, God's gift, Jesus Made. How do they miss that one?
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, getting Boogie Flan out of there even. That's an awesome name, Jesus Made.
I know. It is cool. He's 17 years old. He made his Cactus League debut yesterday.
Jesus Made is some star that plays on Dykeman.
Yeah, Jesus Made is averaging 35 in the New York City Catholic League.
I don't think you could call a Latin basketball player, baseball player, Jesus. I don't think that works.
No, really. Definitely Jesus.
99%.
You would be in a little bit of trouble as a newscaster.
There you go. Cool name, though. Keep an eye on him.
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
I believe he plays for the Brewers minor league team. Bogues, headlines. What's up?
The only ranked-on-ranked game in men's college hoops last night did not disappoint. Number 8, Michigan State. Number 16, Maryland. Tied at 55. Final seconds, Terps basketball.
Gillespie for 3. Goal or no? Holloman looks the clock. Half court for the win. Oh!
I think that's Jason Horowitz, Big Ten Network, Trey Holloman from behind half court to get Sparty a 58-55 win. Your thoughts, Tom Izzo?
That was a lucky shot, but nobody can say we didn't deserve to win this game. I mean, we made some bad mistakes, give them credit. We threw the ball away a little bit and everything, but we deserve to win this game, to come into this place. I'm so proud of my guys.
You'll note he's not Tommy Izzo. No drama, meanwhile, for top-ranked Auburn, a 106-76 win over Ole Miss. But number 12, Texas A&M, did lose 86-84 at home to Vandy. Women's number 2, UCLA, handled Wisconsin 91-61 behind 26 points and 10 boards from Lauren Betts. This means Saturday's game with USC decides the Big Ten. No need to mention a Blazers-Wizards game in late February, gross. Unless...
And I'm not sure what they were looking at. Outlet pass grabbed by... Oh! Shaedon Sharpe cocked it back. A vicious right-hand hammer. Ho-ho! Wow!
Go find the video of Shaedon Sharpe going over and around Justin Champagny, one of the best dunks of the season. That was Rip City TV with the call. He finished with a career-high 36 in a 129-121 win.
I saw that on social media last night, and the Blazers claim it's the greatest dunk of all time.
It's not.
It's not, but I understand what they're talking about. That human should not be able to do what he did. That was insane.
Thank God, Perloff. Thank you for supporting a great athletic feat. We know sometimes some dunks you're not impressed by.
So. Well, Ja Morant almost hit his head on the top of the backboard the other day.
Yeah.
That was
also
ridiculous,
crazy.
Too. Guys are jumping through the roof right now. It's like more than they ever. Would you say that vertical is higher everywhere?
This sounds like your velocity argument.
Yeah, no.
That's everyone's throwing harder.
That's because the radar guns are screwed up. But
right. Yeah, no. Pro said everyone's running faster at the combine because the clocks are messed up.
Oh, that's 100% true.
Yeah, the rims are lower now. That's why Shaden Sharpe jumped so high. He's got a crazy
house. They secretly lowered them.
That thing with Ja Morant the other day, it looked like he took an elevator up to the top of the backboard. He was just standing there for like a minute. I'm like, what is going on right now?
Have we had Shaden Sharpe in a dunk contest, or did he get hurt and couldn't do it?
He did do a dunk contest.
He did, okay. Yep. Did it go well?
No.
Mac McClung got him?
I think that was McClung's first win, I believe.
Okay. McClung's like King Kong. I mean, you just can't take him down. Yeah.
What, three in a row, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, like, the dunk contest is there's no science. Like, you could be a great in-game dunker and not be a great dunk contest dunker. Like, Shaden Sharpe should have been amazing. Like, I thought he was going to win easy, and he didn't.
I mean, this is an incredible dunk because it starts with the steal. Like, the setup, if the Trailblazers are saying this is the greatest dunk of all time, they're not saying, like, you know, there's been more creative dunks, but in the flow of the game, to just come up with the steal and then yam it home like this is pretty amazing.
I mean, the vertical's nuts.
Yeah, and, like shifting around the dude in air to, like, clear space is nuts, but my favorite in-game dunk remains Sean Kemp going, like, down the lane, reverse, double clutch at the Garden.
Wow.
Like, in-game.
Oh, that's a classic. My dad was at that game.
Oh, my God. That one makes no sense in the flow of a game. Like, that's a dunk contest dunk during an NBA game.
Sean Kemp's probably the most underrated dunker ever. Yeah, he easily could be top three or four dunkers, especially in-game.
Definitely.
Does Manny know him?
Yeah, when I was wearing my Sonics hat, I was...
I thought that was for Kevin Durant.
It could have been.
But I feel like, by the way, there's like five or six super famous in-game dunks. I don't think this makes that list. I don't think it's going to be like Kevin Johnson or Tom Chambers.
I think it's a new
addition. I don't think it's going to be Tom Chambers or Kevin Johnson or Michael Jordan reversing on the baseline on Ewing. Like, there's like a few dunks that... No, this...
DeAndre Jordan.
My reason being, Shaden Sharpe and the Blazers are like not... You know, he's like 12 years old.
I was going to say, it depends on how good he becomes. Like, because he's had a great season, and he looks like a good piece. So if he becomes a future All-Star, then I think this does go into his catalog.
But, I mean, the other guys we're talking about are, like, renowned stars on good teams. I think that it's hard. I think it's going to be hard to make this historical. And Vince had, like, average Vince Carter dunk is better than this, too.
This felt Vince-like. I don't know. Vince-like. I feel a little disrespectful.
Yeah, no. But,
let's not downplay it. I mean, it was amazing.
Vince could have done this. I would have said, that was an awesome Vince Carter dunk, right?
I think in Pearl's defense, I'll say that I saw the tweets about the dunk before I saw the dunk. Mm. And when I saw the dunk, I'm like, I thought it was going to be better.
See,
not that it wasn't.
That's not Shaden Sharpe's fault. Right. That's social media's fault.
Yes. Yeah, because I saw the halftime of the Knicks game not knowing what was coming. And I was like, oh, my. And I had to curse. And Andrea yelled at me.
Other NBA last night, Amen Thompson 25 in the Rockets, 118-106 win over the Spurs. The Kings won in Utah, 118-101 for a three-game lead on Phoenix for the last spot in the West play-in. Mike Trout went deep in yesterday's spring training game with the Reds, first time he has homered in anything resembling a big league game since last April. And on ice, Nathan MacKinnon 3 points in Colorado's 5-1 decision over the Devils, and the Canucks topped the Kings 3-2 in overtime. Vancouver retakes the last wild card spot in the West from Calgary. Guys, back to you.
Folks, thanks so much. Well, the results are in of the league-wide survey, and guess who got an F? We'll tell you next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Megan Perloff. Welcome back to the Megan Perloff Show. Perl, I want to give you a little credit for something.
I'll take it.
Okay. When Aaron Rodgers originally signed with the New York Jets, you said your first reaction was, this is never going to work. And the reason why is because...
It's the Jets.
Exactly. That's what you've always said. The Jets are the Jets. There's no way. Not even a four-time MVP can't help this mess.
You gave me credit for that? Is there anybody in America who doesn't feel that way?
Well, I think there were a lot of people. I'll raise my hand. I thought that he was actually going to make them respectable. I thought they were going to be a playoff team. And you're right. The Jets went nuclear Jets. And this thing has ended as a complete disaster.
Well, I did pick the Jets to make the playoffs 2 years in a row, I believe. So I was right with you.
Okay.
But generally, though,
I'm trying to give you credit here.
But we all know, the Jets have this stigma.
Right. So...
He's a bum.
Is if the Jets needed another embarrassing headline, yesterday the NFL Players Association released the results of their league-wide survey. Now, they do this with every player. There's over 1,600 players on every single team evaluate just their own team. So they don't ask them to answer any questions about other teams, just your own team, facilities, nutrition, the weight room, the locker room, how you treat people's families, the coach, the owner, all that. The only team whose owner got an F is the New York Jets. An F. Can you imagine giving your employer an F? I would be honest, I'd be afraid somehow this would get back to me. I know it's an anonymous survey, but I would still be worried. This is the person who signs your checks. So you got to be totally willing to say this person stinks. How about this for the overview of the Jets? The Jets dropped from the 21st overall ranked team, Pearl, to the 29th overall this season. Rather than addressing concerns, players believe that management responded to feedback by making conditions worse.
Yeah, you know how I feel about these. To quote Ryan Fitzpatrick, a former Jet, he's like, wow, there must be a bunch of whiners on that Jet team. This says more about the people giving them the F. Look at the other. Robert Kraft always does bad on this thing, and he's won a million rings. The Chiefs are the. I say make it even. I agree with Woody. You know what? Cut out their water. It's just like.
What?
These things are so dumb. I hate these NFLPA rankings. But yeah, I don't know. Honestly, it says to me, you have a bunch of whiny players who do not like their owner.
Or he's a bad owner who they say doesn't contribute to a winning culture and they don't believe actually wants to win.
Yeah, but Clark Hunt gets a terrible grade every year. The Chiefs do awful in this thing and they win all the time. Robert Kraft got a D this year.
So Robert Kraft got a D. Clark Hunt got a C-.
Yeah, yeah. And those, look at who has all the rings.
Well, Andy Reid got an A+, though. So for maybe other things that matter, head coach got an A+. And you also have culture setters like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Chris Jones and stuff. So that makes up for it. But if you don't have those kind of players and you don't have that kind of coach, then I don't think it's whining. I think it's a cry for help.
Well, there was this one thing in this thing where they grade what is a daycare like on game day for people.
Right. Do you provide babysitting, basically, and child care on game days? Not every day, just 8 home games.
Yeah, I don't. Did that not annoy anybody else? It's like you're getting paid $6 million a year. Like, there are people who are desperately trying to figure out how to take care of their kids in this world, and you can't pay a babysitter on game day? I that was like, what are we doing here, people? Why does this thing even exist?
Well, I mean, do you ask the same thing for the tech companies like Google and places like that who provide, you know, a year of maternity leave and give their employees like these nice perks? Do you tell them like, oh my gosh, there's other companies out there who only give you a month, so why is anyone, you know, so what, they shouldn't? Like, it's
It's a nice thing to offer, but you can't, if you're making all that money, you can't complain. If some Google guy walks up to me and says, I can't believe they didn't provide 8 hours of daycare for me, I'd be like, dude, you're making $1 million a year. What are you complaining about?
Well, it's not 8 hours of daycare, I don't think. It's 8 times a year.
I don't know. Like, who? It feels like an unnecessary perk. Like, again, that's only a small part of the grade.
Yeah.
It just feels like complaining.
Treatment of families. Some of the worst teams in terms of treatment of families. The Jacksonville Jaguars got an F for treatment of families. The Cincinnati Bengals got an F-. So they actually feels borderline disrespectful on how they treat the families in Cincinnati. Arizona Wah. Cardinals got a D+.
Wah.
Well, here's the thing, Pearl. I mean, yeah, if you want to compare the NFL to people who are working 3 shifts at a coal mine, then yeah, it's going to be a lot different. But it doesn't mean that the NFL, whose owners are making all this money, can't provide some services to the teammates. And also, not everyone's making $6 million.
The owners provide a contract, and that's the deal. Like, you pay, you know, you think that anyone's going to turn down the money from the Arizona Cardinals because they don't treat their families well? That's not a thing. Like, give me a guaranteed contract, then we'll talk.
But you don't think that things could get better? You don't think there's any value to these surveys?
No, because the Chiefs end up bad on them. I think there's no value. Honestly, the only thing I care about is standings. I do not care about these NFLPA grades. I think if the Chiefs keep doing badly on this and keep winning football games, then I think other owners are going to be like, man, maybe I should get a C-.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. You mentioned the Patriots and the Chiefs are two teams that don't exactly get these stellar grades.
Right.
But let's take the Patriots, for example. People have tried to replicate the Patriot way, and it's not worked.
Like who? Like, you mean like all the coaches that go out?
Yeah, all the coaches and trying to be Belichick light, and it doesn't work. There's something about, you know, it works for them. It did work for them. We'll see about the future. But it worked for them, right? I don't think every other team in the league can say, you know what, we're going to just take the Patriots approach here, copy, paste, and all of a sudden we're going to have a dynasty, because clearly that hasn't worked out. So there's something that's attractive about the Patriots, something different about the Patriots that works for them that other teams can't replicate. You can't treat everybody, you know, badly and still think you're going to win. This was a unique thing with Belichick and Brady that worked for them.
I hear you, but I'm looking at, like, the team ownership grades, for example. Like, Stephen Ross of the Dolphins is number one, A+.
A's across the board for the Dolphins.
Yeah, and they haven't been to the AFC title game since 1990. So if I'm a fan, I'm like, well, maybe stop with treating the family so nice. Maybe get some of that family away from the team, and let's start winning some football games. I'm looking at Arthur Blank at the Falcons. I mean, come on. That's a mess right now.
He gets high grades.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the A's for the owners. There's Arthur Blank, Ziggy Wilf for the Vikings. They were pretty good this year. Greg Penner with the Broncos. He's brand new. And, I mean, the Chargers, I thought that nobody liked them.
They got an A.
Yeah, an A+. So anyway, I want wins. I don't care how good the daycare center is in my stadium. Am I crazy? Am I being too mean?
I think it's funny that the Green Bay Packers ownership got an A-. They don't have an owner.
Yeah, it's the people. The people.
Maggie.
So they what, surveyed everyone who's got one of those certificates?
Yeah.
Well, congrats. You got an A-, everybody.
The people got an A-. That's great.
Doing better than the Jets, who got an F.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.